Now we're going to learn from the book Hasara from Rabbi Alan Kliger about the biography of Shmuel Shapira, and we're still, for 10 minutes, 12 minutes, we're still in the introduction. Where were we? You know, I could use one of those things every day, I'll just know where we are. The entire life that he lived here in the country, in this world, I mean, he did not submit himself he wasn't like an eved, like a slave. Any man. Subjugate himself to any man, item, or will of items of this world. Totally separate himself from this world. He never spoke about or dealt with buying a house or wallet or anything, or even a shoelace. He never dealt with these things. He didn't deal with this world. He was not as an angel. To deal with his body and his personal needs, it was a disgrace that he couldn't handle. Even his things that you must have to do with, you have to wear clothing, you have to deal with things a little bit. He felt down. Why have to eat after this? Like Amaru said today. Right? Before eating, before sleeping, what to be, or sitting over a plate and eating a tomato, or that? Already when he was a young boy, he teared himself apart. It wasn't easy. He teared himself apart from anything that the body needs. Before he knew Breslau, he said, when he was still young, when he was still a teenager, Hayam Arbe. He used to learn Yesh Nochalim. Yesh Nochalim is a very hard Masech, a very hard Perek. It has the Rashbam, there's no Rashi, there's Rashbam there, the grandson of Rashi. Rashi was Nifta. And the Rashbam is very long. Right? So once Rabbi Shmuel said, Samti Lev, I realized that She Rashbamim Arukim Barabasa, long Rashbamim Barabasa, they have the power to subdue the Yetzirah that's in me. The Koma Kom Shabon Otzer the Tengdud Aguf Ofech Levitah Divish Rav Shmuel Shapira. Okay. Laila, Laila Al Mishkavo Balelot. Every single night when he was laying on his bed, Haya Rabbi Shmuel Nitzmad Deshetef Kisufim Hashem Yivarach. Rabbi Shmuel used to have this yearning to Hashem when he was laying down going to sleep. Nemalmel Dibur Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh Oshel Maharana, mumbling certain saying of Rabbeinu or Rabbi Natan until he falls asleep after Kirashma. Everyone should have this anaga. Like Avraham spoke about this today. To go to sleep with will, with connecting to Kirash Baruch Hu. Let's say Rabbeinu says to be Besuchat Amid, Hashem, I should be Besuchat Amid, Mitzvah, to be Besuchat Amid. Say again and again, till he falls asleep. Not to just fall asleep. Till the sleep guy grabs you. The ends fall, the Lord Chashukhim. היה רב שמול הומה בתאווה אדירה, חלות הנפש של בורו. Right? He had such strong will to connect to the Bible. That's his main thing was. שערת נפש ומחשבה קודחה שימשו שם בקטר אחד. לתקוף עליו רגשותיו, when he couldn't already, everything he held in, he never really poured out. The outside he looked like a simple person. He used to pour out, because how did people know? Sometimes, he's taking a tikkun haklali, and he starts screaming, with all his might. So you see what he was gushing in him. This yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, every moment. Haver enav ve'od shayv lechei chayim. עשרות משנותיו חי במצב קבוע של רגשות ויסופים קדושה. Decades of his life, he lived in a set emotional feelings of just wanting Hashem, wanting to connect to Hashem, wanting to connect to Kedusha. החיות והרגוש המתבידים אצלו, these feelings which were always by him, הם מצב נדיר בין העובדים אנשי Hashem. It's very rare amongst the people which is, even people who always serve Hashem. So ups and downs is a normal thing. Well, Shmuel was just up. Right? Sometimes you feel old, sometimes you feel this, all kinds of things you feel. And he was just, maybe he felt it, but he was gushing towards Hashem. He used to be up every Chag all night. Why? He was waiting for the morning, I saw Avad Yashiv tell a story, the Lula of Nesra. He couldn't sleep at night. He couldn't sleep. Waiting on the Lula of Nesra. Pam itiyasel akach, once he complained, right, and he said, Sha'arga sha'atsum ba'avodah yotzeret la'matash v'tuluk riyah. He has such a strong emotion. Such a strong emotion in the avodah Hashem that he's doing, that he feels that he has no choice, no free choice anymore. He must serve Hashem. He nullified his complete choice completely. His free choice completely. Gam hakesher ha'atzum shelo lakotel ha'maravi, also his huge connection to the Kotel. Yisurav ha'gadol shechina, his suffering, his pain about the exile of the Shechina. Shimesh bitui atzum la'avdot ha'ava im Hashem Yitbarach. Also people were able to see there his amazing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was connected in just on HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a baby, a newborn on his mother. Can't leave the mother. Has to be on the mother all the time, to nurse from the mother, to be with the mother. That's how he was together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chotamo she Rabbi Shmuel Shapira Emet. His signature is truth. Emet haya siman haikar shelo. That's how you can recognize him. Not only because he can't lie, it says the Torah now that he lied. Life was short, too short for his yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to waste time on something which is not truth. Only if it's the absolute truth he went on it. If it's not, he didn't care. Bahai Tama, that's why, because such of his yearning, his life went on such a rapid, than most people. Growing, rapidly. Right? He was Daruch Kulo, obviously, when someone is Daruch, you know what that means? Always anxious. What's the next move? What am I doing next? All the time, that's how he was. Sheker yiser oto. Falsehood, they give him pain. From anything, not only a lie, falsehood, anything that's straying a little bit from the truth, complete truth, he was suffering from it.
Before he came
to me? I don't know. Altogether now, he's mixing. He's just giving an introduction of his life, of who he was. Kshayam agiyah b'teilim, when he used to reach into Hillel, the pasuk says, Sheker saneti, I hated falsehood, lies, right? Ag b'fot ha'om mitchalchel. His body used to shiver. Hu ha'am arkin ma'ad gufo. He used to put his head down, his body down. He used to scream, Sheker saneti! Stop it! I hate lies! He used to scream. Tamid haya shaui b'esek gadol. Anything, he always was, everything was a big deal by him. Everything. He never did like that. He put on tefillin, it was a big deal. He ate matzah, it was a big deal. People make, when the sun, right, every 28 years it does a cycle, people make a big deal out of it. He made a big deal of Asher Yatzar. Every bracha was a big deal for him. His whole life was a big deal. Everything was a big deal. Right? going to the, going to the, what are we doing? What do we do? Where are we going? We're going to keep the tzaddikim. That's how he lived. And he never took out of his mouth, not even a hege, not even a sound, an extra sound. Everything was towards Hashem. Kaniva petach, like a poor man at the entrance of the door. Bazui am, hanitzav Rav Shmuel miftano shel olam. That's how Rav Shmuel stood at the entrance of the world. They always stood there. Mushpal b'enei atzmo adafar. In the eyes of himself, it was low like dirt. Shehaya nigash hatfila, haya achrech tchila. Tfila haya hakorach, haya. Is this word? Nigash hatfila haya. As if he's forced. Why? Hashem, you know, fine, I have to daven. He told us to daven. I'm going to daven to you. He felt embarrassed. I'm going to daven to Hashem. But Hashem told us to daven. Fine, so I'll daven. But how could I even talk to him? That's how he came towards davening. So. Tomorrow we'll continue with other shit.